to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwall, and joining me is Chad Vandelot. We are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, make sure you check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com, where there's a whole bunch of home buyer, home seller, short educational videos, and the latest and greatest in searching and researching tools as well. Follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in House Geeks. Look for the little house and glasses. There you will see upcoming classes, events, and you can watch us record live most Tuesdays at around noon on there. So today I want to discuss new construction and what to watch out for. How do you shop for new construction? And I'm so glad to have Tad Johnson with Fieldstone Family Homes in here. You've been in here a couple times before, and wanted to just really approach this today from, you know, the buyer's perspective of what to look out for, how to look at homes, because as I was saying before the show started here, you know, so often a home buyer may just walk in to a model and then sit down with that rep and never really shop it at all and not know what to shop for. They see a new home and they think it's all the same. And, you know, Chad, my car analogies, you know, you're not going to just go to one dealership and think, oh, that's a car. All cars are built the same. And same is true so much for houses and even in the price range. I remember when I first started working with new construction, I was out with the buyers early on in my real estate career and came across a development there in Shakopee, and you guys were building a couple houses there, and there was another builder down the road. And my client went with the option that was about 10 grand cheaper, the builder that was about 10 grand cheaper, who ended up going out of business 2 years later. And when things started going wrong because of the quality of products they were using wasn't where maybe it could have been for the same price point, it really opened my eyes personally as to making sure that you're picking and shopping the right builders. So, you know, especially with the competitive market that we're in, don't ignore this conversation as a buyer. You may not think right now that new construction is an option. I'm just going to go out and find a house. Then you step into the market. It's super competitive. You lose a few houses and multiple offers where people are probably overpaying for that house. And now new construction comes up. And that's where you want to take the time and make sure you're talking with your realtor or a builder about looking for a builder or doing this correctly. Because as we've discussed, it's one of the biggest purchases most people ever make. Just as if you were shopping for a existing home, you want to do your due diligence for new construction.
You started to talk about products going bad on a new build. And first thing that came to my mind is the warranty that comes along with building new construction, which is different than buying an existing home. And Tad, I know we've had this conversation before, but can you tell us a little bit about the standard new construction warranty in Minnesota, and then maybe what other companies may do above and beyond the warranty, and maybe talk about the case that Kirk just talked about where a builder goes out of business, and I think there are
some protections, I know.
So if you can touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're out looking for a builder and interviewing builders, you know, this is something you really want to talk about. Sometimes it's an afterthought for buyers. You know, I always recommend that you're looking for a builder that not only has, you know, a warranty better than what the state requires, but also is looking to purchase a third-party warranty on your behalf as part of their standard build. That way, if for some reason that builder either goes out of business or chooses not to build homes, you still have a warranty protection. The other nice thing about those are a lot of times they're transferable. So, you know, if you have a 10-year structural warranty and, you know, 5 years goes by and they call one of you guys and say, hey, we want to sell our house now, you can actually sell it with that warranty in place.
Hmm. Is it that's what the third party warranty?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's some of them. So it just depends on which warranty your builder's purchasing.
And what is the standard warranty in Minnesota?
So the state basically requires that the builder warranties the mechanicals for 2 and the structure for 10. I always tell folks on a grading scale from, you know, A to D minus, that's really kind of a D minus. You want to look for a builder that's going to, you know, have a warranty that's going to be more up in an A, you know, and having that third party protection. I mean, really, it's just kind of like an insurance policy. And then you want a builder that's going to, you know, come back after a year. You know, one thing about new construction is the house does have a lot of movement in the first year. So cosmetically, you'll start to see some blemishes. You want a builder that's going to come back and do kind of that bumper to bumper on the first year, and you know, adjust all of those things. And then, you know, have products that have their own warranties. You know, the window manufacturers, they typically have their own warranties. And, you know, you'd like to see at least like a 10-year glass coverage, basement waterproofing. You know, a lot of those have lifetime warranties if they're using the right ones. So they can be product specific as well, but you just want to figure out what I'm buying, what they're building me, what am I covered?
Now, you mentioned that the structural is covered for 10 years and the mechanical, I believe you said, was 5 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yep.
And then you talked a little bit about the cosmetic issues that come along with normal settling. Is that something that's mandatory by the state, or is that above and beyond what the state requires?
That's above and beyond. The state has its guidelines and tolerances that are... You know, they're pretty bland, where when you sit down with your builder and go through their warranty policies, you can find out what's acceptable for that builder as opposed to just acceptable to the state.
Ah.
So I remember last time you were out, you brought up a point I never really put a lot of thought into, and that is with new construction, you're buying new. I know it sounds simple, but... You know, people will take into, oh, well, isn't there an instant depreciation when you buy new construction, or you know, you're paying a premium for new construction? When you start looking at, you know what, you have new insulation, new windows, new standards, new furnace, you know, high efficiency, this, that, and the other thing, you're actually saving money on these, what may be a much higher cost of, like when I moved into my 1964 house, I probably have put in about $30,000 in the last 4 years in different things. Okay, so, you know, if that was a new house, none of those items that I needed to address would have ever come up. And, you know, it, so... That can be a reason to maybe open that door to new construction, and then just the monthly savings cost on it.
Yeah, I mean, on an energy efficiency side, you know, at Fieldstone, we have all of our homes tested at the end. They actually come out and we hire a company, they come out and they inspect it at framing, insulation, and then they do a final test at the end, and they give us a HERS rating that we give to our clients. For example, you know, Minnesota Code, this is once again where you can build to a D minus or you can build to an A. Minnesota Code passing is typically average around 100 for a HERS score. Your average builder is coming in at about an 80. Most of our homes that we build are coming in the 50s. So if you're at...
The lower, the better.
The lower, yes. The better, correct. So the difference from, you know, 100 to 55, that's 45% more efficient to Minnesota's code. Keep in mind that in Minnesota, we do have some of the most strict energy efficient codes there are already. So the biggest thing is when you move in, you're going to feel that direct savings. So your overall cost of running your house is much, much less.
You know, one of the things I really like about you guys as a builder, and there are other builders out there that do this well as well, but you know, that semi-custom custom builder, because one of the things that I see with these national builders is, you know, just this row after row of cookie cutter kind of houses that, you know, they all look the same. They don't have any class or style to them whatsoever. But yet you're right there as far as pricing in line with where they're at. And it's one of the things as a home buyer, really try to avoid that cookie cutter, because when you go to sell it, you know, you want to stand out a little bit. You want to be a little unique, not crazy by any means, but you know, that you can tell your house apart from the neighbor's house and the next one down. You know, do you find that it's more costly to go the semi or custom build route?
No.
As a builder?
Yeah, I mean, really, I tell people all the time, you know, customizing, people hear the word custom and they think structure, that's just part of a custom home builder service. That doesn't add cost. Really,
because you know, according to some of the national builders, it adds a lot of cost. Oh, you're moving that wall, it's $10,000.
Yeah. And, you know, they're very set in their systems and they are a complete opposite of what a custom home builder is. You know, what we do at Fieldstone is, you know, we have X amount of square footage we're working in to stay within the buyer's budget, and we can design it however it's going to fit their needs the best. You know, moving, we do all our drafting in-house, so there's no redraw fees, there's no plan fees. I mean, that's another thing you need to check into when you're looking at builders is, do they charge for blueprints? Do they charge for redraws? Because a lot of them have to hire architects from an outside firm. And every time they send your plan to get redrawn, you're getting charged for that. So
one of the things that I really despise the most, and we only got a few seconds left here before the commercial break, but it's those gimmicks, you know, buy now and we'll finish your basement at no cost. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's impossible. They've built it into the other square footage. They've built it into the price. And, you know, I don't like the gimmicky builder. It almost, you know, that's about what I had to say there. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. Download our free app. It's awesome. We'll be right back.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
On March 24th, the kids and families of March for Our Lives will take to the streets of Washington, D.C. and throughout the country to demand that their lives and safety become a priority and that we end gun violence and mass shootings in our schools today. I'm Lori Fitz, host of Connections Radio Show, and we'll be supporting the March for Our Lives live on next Saturday morning. Join me for a conversation on the need for gun control and the vision of ending gun violence. 9 a.m. March 24th on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make. So keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is a perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy Center event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates available, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for the Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, the Matt McNeil Show, and on email, comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
Thank you.
listening to House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Today, talking about new construction and what you need to know. I have Tad Johnson here from Fieldstone Family Homes. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
So kind of talking about the process a little bit of how to shop for a home, a new construction home, or how to consider it, what to be aware of. And we talked about the cookie cutters and the promotions a little bit. Another thing is, you know, I think is making sure that you are building a home that has added value to maybe the other homes, the other builders in the area, in case you do need to sell. Now, whether that's quality of build, maybe you did an upgrade that makes you stand out a little bit more.
Or maybe it's one of the more select lots in the neighborhood.
Right. A lot can be, so, you know, whether it's a lot with a view, a lot on the pond, a lot at the end of the cul-de-sac, you know. And if those aren't available in that neighborhood, maybe look for a different neighborhood. You know, it's worth it. And here's why. If it's 2 years down the road and that development is in phase two, phase three, phase four, keep in mind when I'm talking about these phases, is they're just building out around you and you need to sell. Now you are competing against the new builds. And what is it besides maybe prices have just gone up a little bit that will make you stand out? And if those other homes down in phase two, phase three don't have the premium lot or don't have that there, now there's a reason somebody wants to come and buy your house.
Yeah, just to piggyback off that, you know, I've designed homes in the same neighborhoods that, you know, the inside layout may be very similar, but from the street, the curb appeal are totally different. You know, you can't even tell that it's the same footprint that we use. So, you know, that's part of the custom side where you can help design not only the interior, but the exterior of the home.
Getting to that, I know we talked about it a little bit before, and if you can't tell by now, I'm not a huge fan of the big national builders. Find a local custom builder. Okay, whoever that might be, obviously, I'm sure Tad would love if he went with him and Fieldstone. But, you know, find somebody who's going to care and take the time to really work with you, that you're not just a build and they're throwing up 15, 20 houses. I go out to, you know, your developments, and typically there might only be two or three going up at any given time, at least. That's what I've seen in the past, you know, in that particular development, not 15 in a row, 20 in a row, that these things are just going up and you're just one more number out there. Because I think that one-on-one is really important. Mm-hmm. You know, how many times would you say typically you end up meeting with a potential client prior to that hole even being dug?
Everyone, you know.
Well, no. How many times do you?
Oh, how many times? Oh, yeah. I would say, boy, before the hole gets dug, I would bet we've averaged 10 to 12 meetings per client, and that's everything from plan design to, you know, making selections, interior and exterior, you know, siding, roofing, flooring, you know, what kind of countertops, all of that. So, you know, and then there's also the lending side. Mm-hmm. So, we're very, you know, familiar. We want to make sure all those decisions are made, you know, before we break ground. We don't want to make an impulsive decisions out on the job site.
And one of the things that I really appreciate about how you guys go about the process is the, you know, there's not this, you get to the hole being dug, the, you know, framing is up and they're putting in the kitchen. Oh, we want to switch to this. We want to add this. We want to do this. Now, granted, I get that. Sometimes a buyer is going to change their mind. You know, that happens. But I haven't seen this like whole slew of upcharges, you know, as the process. It's like these things weren't picked ahead of time, or time wasn't put into helping the client pick them. And so now they become upcharges. I kid you not, I went to a closing table one time and it was about $25,000 plus that they had upcharges at closing. You know, that's a lot of money to come up with.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never seen that kind of problem with where, you know, what the process you guys do.
No, I mean, when you're interviewing builders, you know, talk to builders about how they handle their change orders. You know, mm-hmm. we don't ever want to do the work and then send you a bill for it. We want to, here's a price for it, and now you give us permission to do that work. And whether that's the, you know, build or a change on site, you know, anything that we do, we're going to always have you sign off on it with a price saying, hey, here's what it is to make that change.
And then from a builder perspective, too, if a lot of changes are being made as the house is being built, you know, there's a lot of things that have to fall into place, I'm guessing, when a house goes from conception to completion. And there's a lot of variables in place, such as Mother Nature, that can slow things down. So if you don't have a clear understanding of what materials need to be ordered and there, by changing things down the road, I imagine that can affect subsequent contractors that are scheduled to be in on a certain date because one part of the project was expected to be done at this time. And if changes happen, it can throw the whole chain of events off sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, change orders can add, you know, time to construction schedule, you know, due to ordering products or just having to possibly do some, you know, remodeling, you know, cut out a wall that's already there and put a window in it. So we really spent some time up front trying to limit those.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I think buyers may make the mistake of is just walking into one model and assuming that is the layout or color styling cosmetics that builder does, and that's it. You know, it would be like going to the, you know, Toyota lot and they only make red Camrys, right? but people will do that. They, I don't like this. I don't, you know, and just bypass. I highly recommend if you're shopping builders and you're going about this process the correct way, that you're going out and looking at maybe two or three, four different models that they have to kind of get a feel of not only the cosmetics, and keep in mind, a custom builders, they can change that cosmetics, and even so, you don't have to like everything about it. You know, really, what I'm looking at is quality, right? And that's where I think it's super important to make sure that you go out and look at some homes, maybe that are in the rough-in stage as well, to see what are the materials that they're using, what is behind those walls, Don't think there is a reputable builder out there that would have a problem with you if you said, hey, I want to come out and see this. And what I mean by rough in is you know, that it's framed up, maybe the sheathing's up, and they're starting to run plumbing and electrical, you know, and that's being put in there. So you can kind of really get an idea of what's in it. We do need to take a quick commercial break, and I want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the materials and how you guys go about doing things that I see as being ahead of the curve and what to look for as a buyer as you're shopping, Matt. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. Again, that is at housegeeks.com. And follow us on our Facebook page where you can see upcoming classes, events, and much more. We'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 on Monday mornings at 7:30. This Monday, I'll talk about Ame Dar, the founder of Idealist, a website that connects social-minded people with job opportunities. He's also pushing for various changes to make the world a better place. Stuff so dear to my heart. Tune in on Monday to hear more. I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Ellie 2.0, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. And Tuesday, chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 36. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Our Kitchen. Our Kitchen serves some of the most delicious comfort food around. Their family-owned diner-style restaurant has been located at 36 between Eldridge and Bryant for over 76 years. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, check us out on our Facebook page. Just type in House Geeks, look for the little house and glasses. There you'll see our past shows, Funny Photo Friday, upcoming classes, great searching and researching tools as well. Here today with Tad Johnson, Fieldstone Family Homes, talking about new construction and kind of what to look for and be aware of as you're shopping this process. We kind of left off at go check out a home at the rough-in stage to really see what they're using as materials. I mean, you'll hear people say, oh, this house seems built well, you know, as you're going through. You can kind of feel it. We were talking about this during the commercial break. Mm-hmm. You just get a sense of a home that feels strong, you know, and it's true. You go through, you know, junky homes that were built in any era. You kind of know they're junky homes, just the way everything was put together.
And, you know, it starts right when you walk in the door, you know, you're tugging at that front door, things aren't lining up sometimes, and when you turn that handle and the door opens up nice and you kind of feel that seal as you open it, and then when you go inside and take your shoes off and you close it behind you, you know, when you hear that versus a
bong,
bong and it rattles everything and the windows shake, you know, and it starts right there at that front door for me.
Yeah, I mean, you walk around and yes, we have a ton of time walking through homes, and you know, Tad, you have a ton of time working as a contractor, you know, working on construction sites, and now working with a builder. But honestly, a lot of the stuff buyers can look for. I mean, you know, walking into a home and just knocking on the doors to the bedrooms, are they solid core? Are they hollow core doors that the builder is using? Simple test, you know, going down in the basement and looking at what type of floor joists somebody is using. And so a floor joist is, you know, the stringers that run across in the basement that hold up the floor. for the next level. You know, so if they're using, 2x12 or 2x10?
2x10s were common for a while.
Yeah, 2x10 lumber, which I still see builders doing, right? So, okay, they are really going on the cheap here to put in that flooring system versus, like, you know, I think you guys use the engineered trusses, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So that is basically, think of it as like a roof truss system, but it's meant for the floor. And what it allows you to do is run the plumbing through it, run the HVAC through it, and it creates a really strong load-bearing capability. Doesn't using that allow you to spread more load to the exterior walls to create that more open layout?
Yeah. We can span those a lot further. You know, 2x10s, you really can't span more than 15 feet. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, clear span, you know, opening to opening. So it really limits you on what you can do, like on a two-story with a basement, because you have to have bearing walls all over the place. Number two, once again, you have to run all your mechanicals below that floor system. So when you do go to finish it, you have to frame soffits around all those mechanicals, and it lowers your ceiling height. With a floor truss, you know, we use 18-inch floor trusses because with an 18-inch, we can get all of our mechanicals inside that cavity. So now when you finish your basement, you have a flat ceiling. You know, they span so much further because they're actually engineered. They're designed by an engineer, and then they send them out to the specs of that house. So they're custom built for that house. So it's really, I don't even know what to compare it to other than it's the difference of having a floor that's designed for your house or a floor that's just kind of built on site.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you definitely can notice the quality difference. You know, the other thing to look for is, you know, what are they using for the exterior sheathing on the home? Is it just some particle board or, you know, is it OSB? You know, what type of product are they, you know, is a builder using? The window type, that's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, how thick is that, the panes, what brand, what quality, that, I mean, we see a huge difference, especially in townhomes. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, townhomes and the homes built in the early to mid 2000s, too. I saw a lot of homes that you see now, they're only 10, 12 years old, and the seals on the windows are broken, and if you grab them, but the locks don't line up anymore. And if you grab the window, you can actually move it around in the space because they use such thinly milled vinyl, and that vinyl shrinks and swells. And then you go into a custom home where you close the door and everything stays nice and tight. Then you look over at the window and maybe they're using, you know, some kind of Anderson composite material or really nice thick milled vinyl with rounded edges on it.
Yeah, and going down and just going into the basement and see what are they doing for the foundation. You know, is it block? Is it poured? Is it insulated? Things like that. Is it insulated on the exterior or on the interior, you know, or both?
Yeah. Are all homes insulated on the exterior foundation now, or is that something people do above and beyond?
It's above and beyond. There's a minimum code that all builders have to hit, and how they get to that is kind of through their own discretion as long as they get there. Some builders insulate just strictly on the outside. Some do on the inside and outside. Some do just on the inside. Really, it just kind of comes down to each wall because, like with Fieldstone, we try to get an R10 on the outside. We're code minimums an R5. But a lot of times we can't get all of that on the outside, so we have to split it. So we'll do an R5 on the outside and an R5 on the inside. And that gets us to that R10.
Which translates to these basements where you go down into them and they don't feel like
cold.
An old basement, you know. They feel a little warmer, and they put a little more thought into the light. They feel a little brighter, a little warmer, just more comfortable to be in.
Yeah, I mean, creating a much more livable, friendly space and helping you hit the HERS score, helping that energy efficiency, you know, retaining the heat there. Because once that concrete gets cold, now it takes a lot to heat it up. You know, check a buyer, just what kind of insulation are they using? You know, what are they doing for that and the amount of insulation? You know, is it spray foam? Does it blow in? Is it fiberglass? And the quantities is important to look at. You know, what kind of mechanicals is somebody putting into the house? You know, are they going on the cheap there, or is it something that, you know, really high efficiency, good quality products? Probably one of the biggest things that I would recommend is re-reviews, and not just one. Okay.
And not from the builder's website.
Do a little research and really dig in, because, I mean, so often you'll see a one negative review and that'll be number one because people are searching for negative reviews, followed by, you know, 100, 200, 300 legit reviews. And you start to realize, oh, that person might just be crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. So take the time, really do your due diligence as you're trying to pick a builder. Alluded to this a little bit earlier, but when you walk into a home, don't get stuck on that builder's or that model's or that particular home, whatever, style and finishes, okay? That was picked by a designer that wanted to do that, and the builder said, yep, I'm going to do that. You know, it's not that is just what the builder does, unless maybe it's one of these national builders and you have three choices and you can just go around to the three models. Okay. A good custom builder, I mean, prime example is that client you and I are working with right now, Tad, that, you know, stepping outside the box a bit on, you know, what we're doing for that design.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in that case, you know, you guys brought us, you know, just some plans that they liked off of a website that they found online. So we sat down, started reviewing them, finding out what they liked about each one and didn't like about each one. And then just kind of started sketching it up to scale. We wanted to know what kind of square footage we were working with to get everything they wanted, and then just kind of create a hybrid between them. And that's, you know, what we do at Fieldstone is, you know, we can design anything from scratch. We can work with base plans that we have on our website. You know, the sky's kind of the limit. You know, you give us your wants and needs, and we're going to try to give you as many of those as we can inside the budget you want to be in.
Yeah, it's probably my biggest pain point with any buyer and new construction is that mental hang up of that model that they saw is what the builder does. And it's just with any custom builder, that's usually not the case. You know, they can order different products that you maybe if you have a preference and like you say, bring you a couple pictures of what you like, or design, whatever you might see, Pinterest, you name it, because it can be incorporated in there for whatever it might cost, but right. to do that. A couple minutes before we take our next commercial break, one of the big things is that initial costs and what that purchase agreement is. To make sure as a buyer that you're reviewing the contracts, taking the time, maybe, hey, can we look at this before we sign it, you know? To see if there's any predatory language in there. You know, what happens if the homeowner wants to do a home inspection? How is that handled? You know, is there costs for drawing these plans up ahead of time? You know, is there checkpoints where costs start to add up? And just to verify, so you're not really surprised in this process. And like, I can't remember. You guys use a new construction purchase agreement,
yeah.
Right?
Yep, we do. And what I advise people is, you know, the new construction purchase agreement for Minnesota is very bland. It doesn't really get into a lot of details. Most builders or builders that you want to be working with are going to have their own addendum that's going to lay out specific things to new construction, but also specific to how they handle those situations, whether it be allowances, change orders, you know, selections, any of those things that are specific to new construction. It's important that your builder has checks and balances and, you know, ways of getting you from point A to point B without you having to just figure it out for yourself.
Yeah. So taking that time to know what you're getting into, because you don't want to get down the road and have surprises, costs that were unexpected that may cause, extra headache that you're not really prepared for. So, you know, kind of to recap, just take your time with this process, shop it around a little bit, look at different, many different models from each builder, get a good feel of pricing, figure all that out, what change orders are, what are their upcharges for, you know, the model that you went through, is that a base price model or was there a ton of upgrades in that, the price they talked about, as we see that all the time. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit about what is going on with kind of home styles today and Parade of Homes and all that fun jazz. So if you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall from the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As many of you may know, home values are up for the fifth straight year in our area. Are you now thinking about selling and curious what your home is worth in today's seller's market? Then check out HouseGeeks.com. At HouseGeeks.com, you will find the best free home evaluation tools in the Twin Cities. You will also find many other great resources for tracking our market or just your local neighborhood. Again, that is at HouseGeeks.com.
Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is a perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy Center event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates available, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hello, I'm Dr. Vladimir Vonsurikov, the director and president of the Museum of Russian Art, which hosts the finest collection of Russian art in North America, as well as an award-winning gift shop, Izba. Unique gifts, artworks, and artisan-made products are sourced from artists and jewelers who use traditional Russian materials to create stunning pieces for purchase. Izba Gift Shop is on Facebook and Instagram. Our museum is at tmora.org. Visit Izba Gift Shop for that special gift you will cherish.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you have any questions for us, give us a call after the show. It's 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Talking with Tad Johnson and Fieldstone Family Homes today. Yeah, so since the market is super tight with inventory, why not go out, buy yourself a nice brand new Fieldstone twin home or detached home, and then give us a call. We'll help you sell yours because the market's really good. No, talking about homes, you guys have quite a few models out for the parade right now. And one thing that I see in those models that I haven't seen in the years past is the style that is really kind of taking over, which doesn't surprise me because it's one of my favorite styles of homes. But, you know, what do you have right now as far as the parade and some of the trends that you're seeing out there for building right now?
Yeah. You know, in the parade right now, we have 8 models. Five of those are Ramblers or ranch or, you know, single level living style homes. And, you know, for the last 3 weeks, I've been in models almost every single day. And I cannot tell you how many times people walk through the door and say, we're out looking at Ramblers today. Mm-hmm. Not we're out looking at homes, not we're out, you know, just checking. We're out looking at Ramblers. It never used to be that way. We used to have to really fight with builders to get them to build a Rambler model because they just didn't sell. Everybody wanted two stories. People that have lived in two stories now for a while are going, well, we got all this square footage. That's great, but we got to heat it. We got to cool it. We got to clean it. We don't need it anymore. We want a smaller, more manageable space, maybe put some more upgraded products in it just to, you know, comfortability wise. And you know, a lot of downsizing and a lot of people just wanting to be on that one level.
And isn't it funny that, okay, let's go so 1880s ish big Victorians, that goes into the 19 or into the teens down to the little craftsman bungalow, which then kind of goes to the 1.5 story, to the Rambler, then we get to the split levels, which are a little bigger again, and then more into the two stories, then reverts back in the 80s. There was a kind of a rehashing of some Ramblers being built again, and then that went away in the 90s back to the two stories. It's like the cycle that
absolutely
comes around, you know. But it doesn't surprise me because it's such an efficient layout overall, the general concept. It's the house you can be in forever, in a sense, right? You
know, absolutely.
Knee problems, back problems, whatever it might be, you can live on one level. But it's not your grandparents' Rambler anymore.
Right.
That's the best way to put it. And we talk about the engineered floor joists and the truss systems. It's not a galley kitchen, you know.
Right.
These things are big, typically open, nice floor plans. You know, we hear about open concept. I want open concept. So there's really only two styles of homes that you can build where you can really easily get an open concept, and that's either a Rambler or a split level, something like that. So it helps with that. So what are we seeing as far as areas where your guys' models are and price ranges?
Yeah, we have models in Maple Grove, New Prague, Cottage Grove, Farmington, Watertown, Lakeville, Savage, Albertville, Brooklyn Park. You know, really the further out, you know, the Watertown lots we have right now are the least expensive. You know, we can put together some really big, you know, home packages out there for, you know, really good prices. The closer you get into the cities, obviously the higher the lot cost goes up. You know, our Cottage Grove development, you know, we're going to be sold out by the time the parade's over. I'm down to 8 lots out there. And it's just, you know, people are really coming and looking at new construction as an option, especially during the parade. I think it's brought people in to the buying pool.
Well, what are you seeing for that Cottage Grove development? Because that's an area I've been really curious about watching existing prices versus new construction. So what's kind of that starting price point for the new construction there?
So our model out there, it's a 1,551 square foot Rambler.
Okay.
It's 375 with an unfinished basement.
1,500 square foot.
Yep.
Okay.
So 15, and most of the Ramblers we're designing nowadays are between, this is main floor square footage, you know, 1,300 up to about 1,700. We are still doing some 18 to 2,200, but really people are, I mean, it really is the thing to do.
Well, I think small pieces, you know, I'm used to when I think Rambler, Bloomington, Richfield, Roseville, you know, places like that, and I'm thinking 1,000 square feet, you know, so 13 to 15 is big in my world of Ramblers. So.
Yeah, and in that we're putting, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, you know, you're getting a big kitchen, dinette, great room area, you know, that open concept, you know, keeping the laundry room upstairs, you know, on the main floor, and even families are buying Ramblers right now, you know, young families. You know, obviously there's still that need for two stories and splits, but it just really seems like 80% of the people that walk through my door right now are, the first question is they're asking about different Rambler plans we have.
Wow. That's, I mean, what a shift from 5 years ago. where that was, or going farther back. You said for Cottage Grove, was you said 378?
375, that model is. Yeah. We can build out there starting, I would say, 340. And then we've got homes up there sold up to about 500,000.
Yes, I mean, well, Chad, you live in Cottage Grove, so I mean, it's like that 340, that's existing price, existing house price ranges, and you're getting brand new. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the things that if you can find that, why not? Right? You're sitting here frustrated in the home shopping process because you can't find anything. Everything's selling super quickly. If you can have it built new, I mean, you're talking about a 6-month-ish waiting period, you know, typically from the time maybe you start thinking about it till the time you have your home. I've had plenty of clients that go, oh, new construction, that's too far out. By the time they're moving in, they could have built, you know, because you think about it, okay, you're looking in a highly competitive market. It might be 3 months before you find something. And then who knows how long your closing time frame is. And so talk about the time of real estate is pretty quick. You know, it goes by fast. And so if you can really get what you want, it's definitely an option to consider. And one thing that you guys do that I think is awesome is you do a lot of you can do open lot builds, right?
Yeah.
And so what that is if there's a lot out there that's not tied to a development, that you can come in and build a house. There are some things I'll recommend being careful about if you're going to go that route over a development, because you got to be careful of what style of home, what value of homes in that location. But, you know, for somebody who is maybe looking to be a little closer in, that is an option that they can look at.
So. Oh, absolutely. It opens the door for acreage builds, you know, builds in the city, maybe teardowns, you know, lake lots, things like that. You know, quite a few of the builds we do are offsite builds.
So what percentage would you say?
I would say probably about 50.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And I always recommend to people, if you're looking at a piece of land to build on, get me involved as soon as possible.
Yes, most definitely. That's a huge part as we're shopping around for it. Well, I'd like to thank you again, Tad, for coming out and talking with us about building and what you guys do and some of what you're seeing. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. Follow us on our Facebook page. Type in House Geeks, look for the little house and glasses. You'll see upcoming classes and much more. Funny Photo Friday, which I've been having a lot of fun with recently. We'll be back again next week.